This is called More American Poets. I wish more poets were American, though every day there is a crisis unbecoming poetry. There is cool panic in South Chicago, observed coldly by ex-communists in Hyde Park, but that is not the crisis. New York's Midtown Diamond Marketplace, clammy with fingerprinted sweat, baubles working their way west from the rich garbage men of Long Island, but these are not the crisis. No crisis in the delicate tasting of cold soup, the rich pink fabrics near Rodeo Drive. Everywhere your gray gourmands flinch at every position. In Hollywood, block-faced producers are aware of French or German quality. And in fine books, they are aware of quality, both French and German. And in the methamphetamine economies of Olwayn, Jenkins, or Flint, they make distinctive remarks among wrought crystals. And everywhere, your post-capitalists and think tanks are distinguishing new wars from old. And all this American quality, these books and things, belong to you. If only more poets were American, we could put men and women to work again, paving roads, rebuilding infrastructure, trailing high-speed internet connections to rural communities, establishing wind farms on Long Island. None of these chortling fat toughs from Massachusetts with nothing to do. None of these Texas toughs with nothing to do chaining men to trucks. None of these Kansas toughs assembling in paper hats with waggling white skin, listening to New York toughs on the radio. I project a whole category, not of expansiveness, certainly. No, not expansiveness anymore, not ordinary death. The faces I see here before me, some faces cynical, some open, some waiting for their chance to speak, I want something for them. Our expansive skies are not enough, nor exchange smiles among strangers, nor open homosexual commerce, nor open heterosexual reticence, nor laws of citizenship approaching poetry. Under present conditions, there are automatic weapons at stake, whole identities to which American life is not entirely taking responsibility. I wish more poets were American, Americans and poets being so remote as to fling themselves from towers at the slightest calamity. I see them every day, the dead ones, the dying Americans. I see Barbara Godine of Lawrence, Kansas, electrified by a faulty sewer grate, her groceries strewn all around her, her good dress hiking up past her knees as she shudders on the pavement. I see David Goodwillie of Piper's Run, Arkansas, decapitated by a sheet of falling glass. He's here tonight. I see Laura Tuckman of Arcata, California, recent recipient of a double mastectomy, who's just been told, no, we could not catch it. The cancer has spread to your liver. I know you see them too. Sometimes they are shadows on the storefront windows behind you. You catch them in the CVS behind the rows of high-glucose food products, the dead Americans, the dying Americans. In the window behind our shoulder, if you look very hard and with great concentration, you can see something. I see it too. It is either a Walmart or it is the University of Michigan burning in the distance. It is a large box burning. It may burn artistically. I can't tell from where I stand. We know it is not Ed Ruscha's The Los Angeles Museum of Art on Fire, for we know that the Los Angeles Museum of Art has that piece in its collection, and this is not Los Angeles.